Hey everyone, before we get rolling on this award-winning coverage of the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards, I wanted to take a minute and invite all of you to the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Anniversary Party on July 27th at Main at Southside here in Fort Worth. We've been doing this show for 6 years now, so we thought it would be appropriate to throw a 5-year anniversary party because we didn't throw one last year, and it makes absolutely no sense. Pretty much like this show. So we decided to do things a little different and bring a few bands over to Fort Worth that haven't played here in a while or just never really have a chance to make it over here. Bands like the prog rock greatness of New Magnetic North and the fantastic ladies that are in Cruella and the beautiful men in the hard-rocking Redefined, and a band that may or may not be the 2019 Fort Worth Weekly Music Award winner for Best Heavy Metal, The Spectacle. You'll have to see if that's true at about the 50-minute mark of this episode. So come out to Mass on July 27th. That's Saturday, July 27th. For a fun and good time with us, your friends, your pals, your buddies, your family, the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Okay, fine. It'll be a 3-way.
This episode of the
Jerry Jonestown Massacre
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right, here we go. Another Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards is in the book. And the night was completely ridiculous. Just like last year, we teamed up with the Funkytown podcast crew to cover the entire ceremony. And just like last year, we have divided the coverage up between two episodes. This is the first part with a few pre-ceremony interviews and awards coverage up to when the Kush performed. Part two will be the rest of the ceremony, and it will be on the Funkytown podcast. So after you listen to this first part, hop over to their show and catch the rest of the ceremony. And if you aren't already subscribed to the Funkytown podcast, now's a perfect chance to become a subscriber and a loyal listener. I think they have a loyal listener card they hand out to people. Don't hold me to that. Actually, they don't. It'd be funny if they did. All right, so without further ado, let's get this show rolling as I welcome you all to the 2019 Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards from the Ridgely Theater.
Mike?
Yeah, we're good.
Are you testing?
We're actually recording. Testing? This is a test. This is the first recording of the night.
Recording
starting
of the night.
Right now.
Starting right now. You might want to turn the reverb off.
Whoa.
There's a lot of reverb, huh?
There's a lot of reverb, huh?
It's weird, huh?
It's weird, huh?
I got no verb.
I got no
I'm
verb.
I'm all
verbless.
I'm verbless over here.
So
I'm a little verby.
We're kicking things off.
Yeah, I'm a little wet. I'm
a little on the wet side, huh?
A little on the wet side.
The first interviews of the night. We're starting off right now. We've got Ray from the band The Methinks.
Boo.
We have Pete from the band Dagger Club.
Hey.
And Travis from the band Dagger Club.
Howdy.
How are y'all doing this evening?
Good. We're all good, man.
Wonderful.
We're all on a big sugar high from all the soda I've been drinking. So, yeah, you know, things are good.
Just loading up on sugar.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, I guess it's proper since we're here in the VIP party. I should ask you guys who y'all are wearing tonight since this is a red carpet interview.
I'm wearing Summer Dean.
Summer Dean?
Yes.
Summer Dean.
Looking classy with the Summer Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Is that from the Summer 2019 collection?
It is indeed.
Oh,
yes.
Fabulous.
Brand new, right off the runways of Milan.
Fabulous. Straight up.
Paris.
Looking sharp.
Mansfield.
Man. Looking sharp.
The runways of Mansfield?
Yeah, well.
Right off the runways of Rendon.
Exactly. Grand Prairie. Yeah. You know, it's a big
I'm wearing my Captain Commando underpants.
Looking good.
Oh, good
I'm
choice.
Glad you
got on a form of t-shirt with no print and shoes, if you will.
Looking good. Looking
shoes
good.
I tried tonight.
They always
I tried
help.
Hard.
None of these are the Ross specials, are they? We're not.
No, it's likely I am. I won't rule that out. I can't confirm it, but I wouldn't rule it out.
So I asked Matt on the way here. And we talk about, you know, this facility. I mean, this is usually the only time I come here now anymore.
Yeah.
Used to play shows. One of my favorite Slow Roosevelt shows was here.
Thank you.
Where Jared and I kept climbing up on stage and harassing y'all during the show.
I do remember.
That was fun. And stage diving off.
Yeah.
And does this theater see this big of a crowd anymore?
You know, I haven't been here since they've done the renovations, but I know that it was pretty busy last night for the David Allan Coe show.
Were you here for that?
I wasn't here, but everyone tells me that it was pretty packed, and they managed to get the smell out afterwards. So,
did he actually show up?
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I wonder if they had church this morning. Don't they do, like, church services here on Sundays?
Yeah, I think
they had to burn some sage.
Way to bookend it. You go David Allan Coe, church, right. And then this award festival with a bunch of nunnucks like us. I mean, that's just the way to go.
It's $3 church, waters.
It's basically church bookend and body odor.
Yes.
Is what that is.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a great summary.
It totally is. I didn't even know David Allan Coe was here.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so apparently they're still booking big shows.
I'm not on his mailing list, though.
I need to get on some type of Ridgely mailing list, I think.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on here.
Because they have good shows at the Ridgely Room. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have played in there, right?
Not yet. The dates just hadn't lined up. But
when it comes to theaters, you like to stay with the Haltom City Theater now.
Well, we're kind of partial.
I would be.
We got a radius clause.
That's true. That is true. But you guys have played
7 miles.
Yeah, we played here about twice now at the Ridgely Room.
And it's fun. It's loud.
Yeah.
It is loud.
Yeah. Yeah, good sound, good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the Unsane in there, like, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months ago or something. Nice.
I wanted to come to that show. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was good.
And then, like, Cannibal Corpse came through there or something time or something.
Really?
Like a year ago or some shit. That was weird.
Did you go?
That'd be nice to see him on a little stage like that.
I'm not into them.
You're not a big Cannibal Corpse?
I'm not a big Cannibal Corpse guy. He is.
Because, you know, I'm looking at you right now. I'm thinking, Cannibal Corpse guy right here.
Just right up. That's right up my alley. Cannibal Corpse is totally my thing. No, giant. I like heavy music. But then there's...
Yeah, there's that. And then there's other trends of Icelandic death metal that...
I'm not into mutilation style music. I'd rather go straight to Satan.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't like the death part.
Yeah.
Leave the death part out.
I don't need to see people
bring in the devil.
You know, grind it up or dismemberment. Just go straight to evil. The heart of the evil. What made these people want to dismember these people?
Right. There's no dicking around.
There's no dicking around.
Yeah, I don't need to make 7 stops on my way to Satan. You know,
I
want to
go straight to the source.
I might need to stop and, you know, take a leak or something. But other than that, let's get straight to the source.
Yes.
Beef jerky, take a leak, back on the road to Satan.
Beef nuggets. Yeah. You're good.
So, yes, Icelandic death metal is where to go.
And I will say, if you're at Bucky's, there's a good chance you're going to meet the devil.
There is.
Oh, well,
who do you think cleans the bathrooms?
That's right.
I think if you take the Bucky's logo and turn it upside down,
I think it says Hail Satan.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's why they're so clean.
That's exactly why they're so clean.
That totally adds up.
It's a place to go.
The damned are cleaning the Bucky's bathroom.
Oh, yes. Nice. Working for Beaver Nuggets.
Wow. Working for Beaver Nuggets. Well, we got 2 minutes left in this VIP room. Anything else y'all...
What happens in 2 minutes?
The whole place implodes.
Oh.
And we're all in here.
Oh, shit.
It's a countdown.
I would say go out and vote, but I guess it's a little bit too late.
It is too late.
I missed the boat on that one.
I guess so.
So,
nice try, though.
If your votes aren't turned in, well...
Well, there's always the 2020 election. You could vote in that.
Now?
Yep.
We're going to do some pre-voting now. Well, I'm glad you guys stopped by. I'll let you guys go.
Thanks for being here.
Enjoy the evening. And good luck in all the categories you guys are in.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hopefully we see you up on stage talking about the greatness of Bucky's and Satan.
Absolutely.
All right. Later. <That's right. laughs>
This would probably be the last I do because looky here, buddy.
Yeah, I see we're here with Susie.
Hello.
That's what Free Beer is all about. Who is the voice of this year's Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards.
Man.
She is presenting the end.
Not the very end. Griffey's doing the very last part of it. But
you're doing all the big awards.
I'm shocked.
Are you doing metal? Are you doing music video?
I'm right after music video. Right after music video.
Oh.
So I'm just like, holy crap.
Are you going to have a holy crap?
Probably.
Are you going to shoot your pants on stage?
No, but I need something more than just beer.
Cocaine?
No. No, something that's going to mellow me out, man.
We can provide that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate ya.
Awesome. So, Jeff?
We'll find some ketamine.
Hello.
You're here?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
I really like your shirt.
Thank you.
Your shirt looks really good, sir.
Thank you.
It's one I gave him.
Did you give me this shirt?
I gave you that shirt.
Okay. I don't know where it came from.
It was me.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm glad you do.
I've worn it a few times.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was funny that Matt sucked you into his trap.
I know, into the web.
You are now sucked into the web.
But now I'm set up.
Getting him as many free beers as you could.
Yeah, so he gave me the golden ticket, which is go up to the front and get two Michelob Ultras. So that's what I did.
Yes.
One for me, one for him.
Okay. She's a good host.
Yes.
Yes, you are a good host.
Thanks.
She provides her fans with beers.
Hey, what's your appearance fee tonight for being a part of all this?
Oh.
What's mine?
Oh, I've got a...
We get a big one.
I got a non-disclosure. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, you signed something?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I hope you do well.
Thank you.
I hope you break a leg.
I need to find Clint Neosi and ask him how to say the name of his
about?
Album.
What are you the most nervous about?
Mispronouncing the two album names that I don't know.
Two? There's only two?
Two.
Well, that's good.
I think it's Datalum, and I Kick It.
Well, just give him a preface to it. Be like, hey, I'm going to fuck this up. Desalum.
But you know, last year,
Datalum,
we made fun of everybody that fucked it up.
Exactly. That's why I don't want to fuck it up.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
So...
I got fucked up last time, too, I think.
But here's the best part.
I hate to make fun of you.
I just got that message.
Really?
Yeah.
But here's the best part is that I don't think anybody knows how to say that album name, so I think I'm going to be all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that is good. Oh. Well, I'll be praying for you.
Hey, thanks.
Your daughters are here.
Oh, great.
They're watching you. They're taking selfies.
They're taking selfies, yeah.
Ivy is in selfie land. Oh, are you not supposed to be drinking beer with them?
See, I'm getting hugs.
Look.
Podcast
Ivy's
hugs from
hugs.
Your
Podcast
bestie.
Hugs.
Hey.
Do you want to interview them, Jeff?
No.
No? Can?
You can. Are you sure?
No. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. Well, you're being pulled away.
I am being pulled away.
Chicken is always better on the beach side.
Chicken is always better what?
On the beach side.
Let's see if we can grab someone else beforehand. Before we go further, we'll stop this right here and we'll grab someone else.
Butt
shortly.
Toots.
Good luck.
Bye.
Susie,
thank you.
Good luck. All right.
Hello.
So we're here with two competing artists, right? Aren't y'all competing in the same category?
Maybe for best new band?
Maybe that, yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Because we are.
I'm definitely not on the bass ballot.
Maybe
with
for
this
you?
Cat. I wish I was. But
well, it is Matt.
I know. I'm just John, so.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, most of you listeners know who I am. This is Matt Robotutor Thomas.
It is.
From Josh and the Jesnoi. Yes. Yes.
And?
This is John from Garage Barrage.
So you're John
in Garage Barrage.
So you're the one.
Yep. That's what I look like.
You.
It's really him.
That's really you.
Extremely good looking.
Yeah.
You are extremely good looking.
It's like a halo of light really. Above you, just shining down.
You're the one that's sweating, though.
I am sweating like a pig.
Sweating bullets.
I'm hot.
He did too much blow.
I did way...
way too much.
As he wipes his sweat during mid-interview.
Yes, mid-interview. So...
It's okay. Can I wipe my crotch real
y'all
quick?
Y'all are both bass players.
I got it. Hold on.
I heard tonight there's a bass player duel to the death. Are y'all both in that?
I'm definitely not in that.
I wasn't asked to sign up for this.
Oh.
And what's the
what's
death?
What's up?
Lethal injection, beheading.
No, y'all have to play bass until one of y'all
dies. Why
does
everything have to go to immediate death with you?
Well, he's the one that said play to the death.
It is play
to
the death.
I'm still out, though. I'm not doing
Did y'all get here early enough to take advantage of this?
Free beer.
Free beer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir.
You
didn't.
Well, would you like a free beer?
Yeah, sure. I'll
take it. Hey, man. We worked hard for those.
We did work hard, but I want to give them to people that didn't get one just in case they didn't get one.
It's Bud Light, man. It's not like it's crap.
Yeah, it is Bud Light. It's fucking close to water.
It's still beer, though. I mean,
it is.
And it's
still
free.
It is.
Yeah, it's free. It's great.
I've much
never
obliged.
Complained about free beer.
Okay, so Garage Barrage is up for
is
three, four awards tonight.
I believe so. Yeah. Ranger is on drums. Somehow,
of course,
I don't know. And then you have Ian for singing. Weird.
That's very weird.
And then I think
if it was a category for chanting, I would be more.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
It makes sense, but.
Then what else was it? Experimental, and then pop, I believe.
Pop.
Because we're very poppy.
Because y'all are the Fort Worth's premier pop band.
Pop band.
Yes.
First thing
right there. When I think of pop, I think of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, Garage Barrage.
Well, there's
exactly. It's right up there.
You actually said that you feel like they're our version of the Dead Milkmen.
Yes.
Yeah, you did say that.
They're very punk rock. So I would say you're more punk rock.
Garage Barrage, the style of pop they are, I would say is jizz pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right there with jizz pop. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they were talking about.
And y'all could play in the canteen in Star Wars.
Last year, wasn't it when we started coming up with the idea to start our jizz pop band?
And then we found out that jizz pop is what is in Star Wars.
Yep.
So it screwed us all up.
And Garage Barrage started dominating, so we can't do it anymore.
Yeah. But if I was to have a premier jizz pop band, y'all are at the top of it.
Appreciate it, buddy.
We're going to name our jizz pop band Barrage Garage.
Ooh.
When y'all get to the point of
BG's
uploading the new album to all the streaming media servers,
yes, sir.
I would appreciate it if in the genre you put
jizz pop.
Jizz pop.
Okay. I'll let Ranger know. He handles all that.
That'd be amazing.
Handles all that shit.
Finally. And we can get it going.
Yeah, for sure. Music you can jizz to.
Matt, we're going to have the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is going to have its own jizz pop label.
You know what? You'll be our premier band.
We're in already. We're in it.
You got us.
And then
carbonated semen.
Josh and the Jet Noise.
They got to work on their jizz a little bit.
You do.
We're more straightforward pop rock.
We might
though.
Give y'all a developmental deal. So just keep the jizz coming.
It's good though.
It is good.
No one?
Are you sure you want mine though?
No, I like it.
You like that? You heard that one?
Yeah.
Mine's sterile.
Okay. They're mid.
Okay.
Mid level. So
mid level. Okay.
Mid level. So
wait. The king wants to speak.
Oh, the shiny king?
The
shiny
king
silver
here?
King?
Oh, wait. He wants to go full on.
Zach's
here,
on.
We'll take it here. Go ahead. Take it. Zach is in. Zach wants to, I think.
It is I, Zachariah, king of the future.
Future king Zach is here.
I just wanted to say hello to all my subjects.
I hope that we get to hear from you more this evening and not just now. I would like for you to stop by frequently.
Oh, you want to hear from me in the future?
I would like to know things from the future. Like, in the future...
Is there gravity?
Is there gravity?
Oh, time will tell.
Are there going to be hoverboards in the future?
There are hoverboards now.
Like real ones from, Back to the Future.
Oh, just wait.
Do the Cubs ever win the World Series?
Ah, they already have.
Oh, shit. You're right. God damn it.
What about automatic food processors?
Yeah, that's yes. Right.
They make a pizza in 5 seconds.
What about food rehydrators?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You got to have a food element? Rehydrator.
The food rehydrator is just water. It's been around since all of time. Silly boy.
All right. Well, I'm creeped out
it's
now.
Good talk. See you guys later.
I think we're getting ready to start.
Yeah, the bucket band's starting up.
I wish you guys luck this evening.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
You guys
thank you, Sir Duke.
By.
Good seeing you guys.
Future King, you going to hang out for a little bit?
Oh, yes, I will
luck,
hang
man.
Out.
Well, let's hang out. Let's talk about the first of the show.
Okay, let's
all right.
Do it.
We'll do it. All right, so... All right, we're back. Apparently, when the Future King is around,
yes.
It causes problems with battery issues.
Everything disintegrated. Stubbs disappeared.
So who do we have with us today?
And Ian reappeared in his place.
Looks like we got Dustin and we got Jeffrey Lord of two different podcasts.
Are y'all going to interview us now?
Welcome to Juma Ian.
Hi, welcome to Juma Ian. Today we have some local podcasters, photographer for the Dallas Cowboys. Say your name, sir.
My name is Dustin Shun.
Dustin.
Yes.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
How do you think your podcast fares in the categories tonight? How do you think you guys are going to do?
We don't win awards in this one. It's at the end. It's the best of is when we're recognized.
Oh, sure. Ah. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Is when they finally say, oh, yeah, who would be the best podcast?
Yeah.
That's when they do it.
I wish I could hold the mic like a rapper. I can't right now. I got to be all.
Why not? Why can't you? You can be like this, just like limmy it up.
Well, yo, what's
like
good,
this.
Dog?
Can I do one of these?
Right. So,
like a boxing announcer?
Before our power was cut off because we didn't pay the bills.
Whoops.
Jamal, you were telling us about a record you were doing with these guys
Yeah, man. I just sent it to him just last night, actually. And he hasn't heard it yet, but when he hears it, I think he'll enjoy it. Like,
very excited to get
it. He's a better rapper than he's willing to admit, but he's like...
Greatest rapper alive?
I won't go that far. Let's stop.
No.
However.
Does he list in the all-time category?
No, he does not.
Y'all did the Christmas
he's
thing
He's medium,
together.
Though. He's adequate. Me and him are both adequate humans.
Medium well.
You're medium a medium well rapper.
I like that.
Is that your rap name?
Yeah, medium might well. Might as well be.
Ian, medium
Excellent.
Well.
Yeah.
That's just what... That, I would go with that.
Just enough to not put ketchup on my steak.
The only problem is when you make you a giant plate to wear around your neck, medium well is long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nearly tit to tit, armpit to armpit, all the way across.
Yeah, I want people to stop what they're doing and really have to read it.
And go medium well?
Yeah.
Depends on how he shapes it on the shirt.
The only problem is you can't ever wear that to a steakhouse.
You broke it last time.
King of the future.
Because... If you wear that to a steakhouse,
automatically
going to be what everybody thinks you want.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I am rare all the way.
So. You like it? Still bleeding?
Yeah.
Still mooing?
Absolutely.
Good deal, good
little
deal.
Little blue.
No, Zach needs live goldfish in his heels.
Who do you think wore it better, him or Bootsy Collins?
Bootsy Collins
Bootsy,
all the way.
Bootsy, baby.
But it's not even close. It's not even close, baby.
I'm trying to figure out, is he...
They do both play the bass, so I'd have to see him with the bass guitar.
Yeah.
That is true.
But Bootsy, I mean, vanishing sleep. I'd rather be with you. Come on.
Is he Bootsy, or is he one of the BG boys?
I don't know. He looks like a character on, an Adult Swim show. And, during the prime time Adult Swim slots, like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Where they're just throwing shit out there to see what sticks.
15-minute slots.
Yeah.
That's all he gets. He doesn't even get the full 30.
Oh, wait a second. Metalocalypse started off with 15-minute slots.
And then it moved on.
It did move on. 30 minutes, and then an hour, and then...
Movies and actual
movies
tours?
And tours.
So you get your own show, did you hear?
So weird.
He's getting his own show.
So we're not talking about anything weird today. I was expecting to be asked about something weird.
Yeah.
So
when's the last time you paid for sex?
I mean, it's been a long time, as in never.
We're going to bring that conversation back.
Are we bringing it? Did you already air that last combo?
Yes. Are you wearing a fishing shirt?
I don't know what this is. It
looks like a fishing hook on there.
It's comfortable as hell.
You got a circle
man.
Hook on your pocket.
It's comfortable. Well, hold on, my back.
Avid. I thought it was the editing equipment.
But that's a catfish hook. Use that kind of hook to catch a catfish.
We're talking to the expert here.
Yeah, I'm talking to a catfish guy. I've never fished in my life.
So I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If somebody said, I'm going to pay you $1 million a year, but you can't talk ever again.
No. No.
I mean, you can communicate. You can sign language. You can
write
notes.
I need to be able to talk shit.
But you can't say words out of your mouth.
I need to be able to curse.
You wouldn't do that for $1 million?
I need it. I need it.
Hey, would you do it for $1 million?
No.
I mean, sometimes a nigga just got to let it go.
See,
Whoa. We'll be all right.
This is a family podcast.
I guess that's okay.
No, it's not.
Shit.
What? Huh?
Come on.
Okay.
We do this all the time.
All right.
I mean, it wouldn't be good for the podcast, but I think I would do it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't ever talk, it's like you're kind of mysterious. They don't really know what your personality is. They can't tell if you're being sarcastic, if you're being mean, if you're, you know.
What if I was Prince? And I just.
But you couldn't sing or rap or anything. I mean, you would
or
just.
You were Prince, and every room you walked in, they had to dim the lights, and no one could look you in the eyes.
You know what? I'll do it because money talks.
That was a horrible joke, but I'm going to go with it.
I got
we're,
you.
We're going to roll with it.
No,
you're good. I got a 3-year-old daughter, so, you
cease
know.
And desist with the tricks.
I'm seasoned.
Good old dad jokes
and the dad
there.
Jokes.
Good old dad
I'm the only
jokes.
One that's not a dad here, right? Do you have kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not
Sergeant.
A...
No. I mean, I'm not trying to join.
You're not a dad that you know of.
Well, you know, when you a player like me, slinging that wood.
He's got kids all over the 50.
Slinging that.
Just all over, up and down
I-20. Lordy, lordy.
Jeez.
So I think I've gotten y'all in trouble enough now.
No. So we're getting ready to have like a full-on like band up there, like with trombones and trumpets.
I was waiting from the start, but I guess when you have to put together a 30-piece band, it actually takes longer to set up.
Like a symphony.
Oh, here we go. Now it's starting. Well, we'll let you guys go.
All right.
So you guys can enjoy the show.
All right.
Feel free to stop back by if you want to with all the panties you guys are going to win.
All right.
Enjoy it.
All right. So are we going to sit here live?
Do you want to do it? Well, yeah, let's do it. This is the start.
I mean, because last year, did we just talk through the whole thing?
We did. And we talked about the categories, and we talked about who won, and then we made fun of things that couldn't be.
And we interviewed people as we were doing this, too. They came over and joined with us.
People came over after they were drinking and just started hooking up and drinking with us.
So what you're hearing now, though, is a live orchestra, or is it an orchestra or a symphony?
Well, they're a jazz band, right? Or are they a symphony? Well, a symphony has a lot of strings, but I don't see a lot of strings up there.
Yeah, this is all woodwind mostly. I mean, not woodwind, but brass horns. Rex.
We got Rex. Rex is walking by as we're listening to some jams. Rex, we're going to require you to... You're going to have to put some rhymes over this right now.
You want some freestyle bars over
there? I want some freestyle bars.
Okay. Let's hear it. We got a Frank Sinatra vibe going a little bit.
Yeah, a little swing. You got it.
I'm living on a string, and life is worth everything, and my people and my fam things, and I come back and contemplate dreams, and more focus, more notice, more bombs, more posters. I don't know. I'm pretty high, so that's all you got. Yeah.
We'll let you roll with that. That was pretty good.
Pretty faded, yeah. How you doing, man?
So do you think this is a symphony or an orchestra?
Wow. That's a tough question on the spot.
I'm not sure if I know the difference.
I don't know the difference myself.
You're an educated man, so I thought you might have that answer.
Let's go with symphony. It feels more like it, right?
Because an orchestra has strings.
Right, and an orchestra seems more formal, maybe?
But it's not a jazz band?
It is a jazz band.
It is a jazz band?
That's exactly how it was introduced.
Let's go with a jazz band.
Oh, look, someone here actually listens.
Yeah,
so this is a jazz band. It's neither an orchestra or a symphony.
Right.
Let's go to the woman that actually pays attention to what the hell's going on.
Smart.
I just heard Eric introduce them. He's
how y'all doing?
Famer.
I remember doing this last year.
Yeah, it's fun.
This is good. Rex, who are you wearing tonight?
Rawson.
We asked you that last year, but who are you wearing tonight?
Hello?
Anything, clothes.
Givenchy.
Look at you. You're going all full on French with us, huh?
Yeah,
Italian? French? Italian? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, I have a guy who can, I don't know if he steals them off the back of the truck, but he gets colognes.
Oh.
All types of them. And, yeah.
Like, but it's not one of those that, it's for real. It's not like,
no, they're real.
Smells like.
No, it's definitely.
It's the real stuff?
Yeah, has the bottle and everything.
See, now, I was in high school, but I always liked all the Calvin Klein stuff. I liked the Passion.
I wore Calvin Klein all the time.
Yeah.
I was about it. Yeah, so I have no problem with Calvin.
But I never wore his name on my behind. What was that? Calvin Klein's no friend of mine. Don't want nobody's name on my behind. Remember that?
What line is that?
That's Run DMC.
Ah, yeah.
I'm
designer
sure.
Underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we're keeping it down. We're keeping it cool. Here, I'm gonna swap out here.
I'm doing the swap.
I think I just swapped up.
I was about to say, Juma, get on the mic.
You're doing the swap.
Juma, you want to get on
the
mic?
We got Stubbs. He's going to talk to us. He's going to tell us everything.
He has to drink a beer.
Well, he's going to drink a beer.
I've returned.
Drink a beer.
He's got big old cheer.
He's got a big old good.
Hey, Rex, do good.
Right over. All right.
Cheers, guys.
So we got Juma and Rex.
I've returned.
We're here.
Cheers.
Church.
Thanks for coming on our rock show.
Yes, it's good, man.
So far, so good.
Be in the mix.
It's all right.
Stalkers and the paparazzi left y'all alone.
Gosh. Stalkers never leave me alone. I don't know about this guy.
But, hey.
Hey, look, I don't cut down,
bro. Bro, you've been in the gym, man.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm coming for the ring next.
Hey, come on, guys.
I want to holler at Turbo.
Holler at, no, I really want to get... We
We open the gym in July. Come see us.
All right, so I'm trying to get crisp up in the...
Where's the gym going to be?
Near Southside, actually. Okay. Right past the hospital.
Are they going to do BJJ, too?
Yes.
BJJ. Because that's what I want to start doing.
And Muay Thai. Yeah,
Muay Thai. I want to do Muay Thai, too.
Everyone's telling me to start with jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, see, I want to do that. It's the most fun, and if you're smart, you'll adapt to jiu-jitsu really fast.
I want to do BJJ and Muay Thai.
BJJ?
Yeah, because I have three daughters, mainly.
Wait, you want a BBJ?
I mean, are you giving BJJs?
What's the What's the Israel one? The Israeli
Krav Maga.
One?
Krav Maga. Krav Maga is supposed to be badass, too. It's like Muay Thai.
That was real violent.
If you have daughters, it's automatic jiu-jitsu for me. Yeah. My daughter has learned. She starts this year, too.
Are you a Brazilian or just regular jiu-jitsu? Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. Yeah. I want to start doing that, and then I figured Muay Thai.
Because it doesn't matter what your weight is or your athleticism.
You can learn
how
to...
If you're good at jiu-jitsu, you're good at jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Yeah,
John Jones. He won last night, by the way. Did y'all hear about that?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
That's not the one. We need to talk about the other dude.
Oh,
when Ben asked.
When he took
that knee to
the face.
That
was the coolest shit I've ever seen.
Talking all that mess.
I like how he was leaning.
He was even being racist.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He was talking all the time.
I like how he was sitting.
His name was Jorge instead of, they kept calling him George.
Yeah, he got racial about it.
I like how he was just leaning up against the
gauge. Yeah, hands behind his back.
Just hanging out with his hands behind his back, smiling, and just came out and
wacha! Wow!
Yeah,
it was pretty embarrassing.
Pretty embarrassing.
I loved it.
I mean, well, when you talk crazy like that,
who won
like,
the women's fight? Who won the big women's fight? Is it Holmes?
Nunes. She kicked her head off.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew that was Holly Holmes. She's a badass, but she's also streaky. She's like, she's either in her zone or she's not at all. She overhyped this fight up.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about that one day because she does not move that head.
Yeah. Nope. That was a great fight.
It was.
But so, yeah, John Jones, he knows everything. He does BJJ, and he's a striker, too. He pretty much is a master of all trades in the MMA.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that's BJJ. I don't know what the fuck y'all were talking about.
Yeah, BJJ.
He thought I was going to get a sexual act. He thought it was
blowjob on the street.
Listen, I don't know what this man was talking about his daughter. He's probably in his mind. He was like, oh, my God. My daughter's got to learn how to do what? Oh, my God.
I've heard him say worse.
Right.
I try to leave my daughters out of it, but
right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, someone help me get Drew B. Shining to drop this damn verse for me.
I don't know where Drew is.
He's right there.
Drew. Have y'all ever talked to Drew on either?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think we've had Drew on.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Last coverage was trying to get Drew. It's really loud in here so they can't hear it.
Hold up.
Drew!
Oh gosh.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Here, you can have my setup here.
You want to talk? We're podcasting.
No, they need you to talk.
Let's talk about your life, your career, your highlights, everything that matters to you.
All right, this is live career. We got Drew B. Shining with us.
Hello.
Drew, pretend like this is a job interview. Tell us about yourself. What have you done in the last 5 years?
In the last 5 years, I dropped three projects.
Three?
Yeah, Colorful City, double album. Spilt Paint 3, the one that's nominated for the Rap Award.
Nice.
And me and Rex got an album coming out.
That's what I heard.
Cool.
Called Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy, that's a badass name.
From Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Since I'm Asian and he's black, it's like...
Thanks for explaining that.
Awesome. Yeah, like... He's into karate and shit.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not into karate or nothing. So it's like a flip places type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
You've been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, since like 2008.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This is my, this is Rex again, sorry.
Your new album?
Like my big homie.
Oh, okay.
In the streets, this means the person who introduced
you. He's your bodyguard.
He teaches you a lot of things. No, more like
you're his bodyguard.
He definitely can fight better than me.
He's a fighter. He's a lover, but he's a fighter.
He just trains, like, you know, he, like, trains
How many days a week do you train, Rex?
Five. live.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know, but it's always cool whenever it's that really nice, quiet guy who's really kind of zen and everything. And it's like, and then all of a sudden you find out that dude's a badass. If you fuck with him, he will fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah.
But you would never think so. You know,
it's kind of like
peaceful and shit.
Bro,
I'm
chill.
A big, I'm peaceful.
Do you have any body fat on you at all, Rex?
Like 12%.
Oh, 12?
That's not. Yeah, that's yeah. Like. That's like.
What does the average man have? Like 65.
No, like.
That's 30? My body fat percentage. Know, just looking man. At me. What do you think I'm at? 65, 70, 80?
I don't know.
They got a machine 40, you can do 40. That at.
You
got to
measure your
shop.
Neck and measure your waist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just step on it and they'll tell you that whole all that stuff.
Oh, I need to do that.
You
I don't know if it
would.
It might get me off the couch. I don't know. Or
that's
it might keep
you,
me on.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
It don't matter.
Riker's more than welcome.
No.
All right, now
no,
we're trading out Rex for Riker.
Okay. All right. He's a rapper, too?
No, Riker Hall is not a rapper.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
he's not
he's,
a rapper.
No,
I'm
he
actually
is.
A pretty good rapper.
Okay.
Spit something.
Oh, nice.
Here you go.
Off the top.
Off the head. Improv.
Right over the jazz.
Yo, it's hard to spit over jazz beats.
That's
you
hip-hop.
You gotta find it.
Yo, I'm kicking it at the Weekly Awards, knocking down doors. I don't give a fuck, smoking hella weed. That's all I got.
That's good,
so
far.
He don't give a fuck.
That's all you got.
That's why
and he smokes hella weed.
Two important facts about that verse.
Yeah.
Were well received.
Give zero fucks and smoke lots of weed.
I thought it was well received too.
Yeah.
Download my mixtape on Pornhub.com.
Pornhub? Are nice. Okay.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's not really on Pornhub yet, but it'd be cooler if it was.
Wait, Pornhub?
Yeah.
Has mixtapes?
You can put all kinds of shit on Pornhub, bro.
Does it have to be porn on it too?
Nah, dude.
You could just put a regular, like, speaking poetry on Pornhub.
Yeah, spoken word.
Spoken word.
Take your shirt off and look cute. That's all you got to do.
Is that what you do?
I guess you can. I mean, I don't know if you're being funny or not, but I mean, I guess you can put whatever you want up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
No, do you got to pay? Do you have to pay to be?
No,
on
it's
it
like YouTube. Or
yeah, it's
something.
Like YouTube. You just upload.
It's like YouTube, but Pornhub.
Maybe we should start putting our show on there. And it wouldn't get ripped all the time.
I mean, there's...
Because we get fucked... We get in trouble all the time. Everybody's fucking with us all
the
time.
Are y'all familiar with Wither Walker Jr.?
We say too much
stuff or,
copyright and being too vulgar and all kinds of
What's the name of the podcast?
It's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast right there, man.
That's fucking tight.
Drew, you're going to come on, man.
And then I do the Funky Town Podcast.
You have a voice for podcasting, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, they turned it up. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up for a little bit. Enjoy some jazz. And talk some more about rap and YouTube and Pornhub.
Right? Yes, sir.
All right. Peace,
good
y'all.
Time.
Appreciate y'all.
Now, recording.
Rolling.
106.1. We're reporting live from Ridgely Theater. I'm Buck.
And I'm Bill.
This is Bill.
This is Mike.
This is
and there's Mike.
And I'm George.
Kiss FM.
Kiss FM. Hey, Fort Worth, you rock.
All right, so the jazz band, the...
Jim Mylan, the Bucket
Jim
List
Mylan,
Jazz Band.
The Bucket List Jazz Band is still going. I'm glad they allowed them to play a huge set. That's kind of badass because there's so many people on stage.
Kurt Wilson, the clarinet player on the end,
uh-huh.
is my jazz band director at TCU. He's a legend. He learned... Leon Breeden, a couple other people... started the TCU jazz program, which led to the University of North Texas jazz program.
Okay, so...
And there's legends up there.
Yes, the 1 o'clock jazz band, Dustin.
Let's introduce yourself, who's talking here, so that way everybody knows.
My name is Troy.
Troy. Aikman? With Acme Brick?
I'm Jordan.
You're Jordan. Richardson. Some people call you George.
I'm Troy.
They refer to you as that.
That's fine.
Can I introduce myself?
We know who you are.
I'm Troy.
And on the other mic.
This is Sam. Mike Doty.
Michael Doty.
My mic's hot.
He's known as Doty, but
really
well, in our band, he's known
I'll
as Mike.
From my face.
So, one day, I want you to come in and do a real show with us.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
You are
we
full
made a plan.
Of knowledge about local music, and I would love to pick
cool.
at your knowledge and your brain, because stuff like that, I didn't know that.
Yeah, great.
That's kind of badass. So, he
we'll do
started...
It.
The 1 o'clock jazz band.
No.
The jazz program.
The jazz program.
There are people on stage that were integral in the formation of what became the jazz program at North Texas State. Prior to that was the TCU jazz program, which happened before.
Which is one of the best. And the UNT jazz program is one of the best in the world. isn't it?
Yes.
So.
World class.
I've hung out with both.
Yeah. They're all right. You always hear people coming out of Denton as being, like, you know, like, doing the thing.
And that's where you came out of?
No. I went there for a second, but then I went to TCU.
That's where I went, Dustin.
He went to
Denton. I was not a jazz major.
Jazzer.
Where did you go?
I was jazzer.
I was what they call a
bluser. School of Hard Knocks.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
Doty was a bluser, too.
The season with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah. I learned how to play Metallica songs. It ended there.
You would never.
Metallica and Tara.
You're not going to learn Metallica tabs at a jazz school.
Could you play 5 minutes alone?
So tight.
Oh, that's not Metallica,
sure.
Is it?
That's Tara.
That's his other. That's the other band. We did listen to Superjoint on the way here.
There you go.
I mean, what are you going to do? How else are you going
to
get.
You're coming to Tarrant County.
Right? You kind of got to, right?
Are you guys having a good time?
Always. Yes.
You enjoying yourself?
Yeah. We had a good time.
It's awesome. Awesome. You get some free beers.
Have you had any Adderall yet?
They're free.
Yes, but I will. I did have free beers.
Yeah, why did they shut off the free beers?
I started on this particular free beer.
4 to 5.
And then I've just stayed in it.
Are you,
awesome.
You are you on the Matt diet program?
Yeah.
I'm starting a diet tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
This is my last night to drink, so I'm going hard.
Starting a diet tomorrow called 5 Minutes Alone. It's the 5 Minutes Alone diet.
So every 5 minutes you go on a new diet?
You know, I just spend 5 minutes alone. Other than the other 23 hours and 55 minutes.
Mine's the I'm broken diet. I have the I'm broken diet. It's another version of the 5 minutes alone
it
diet.
Is.
Yeah.
Same like, guy. He died on a New York City street. Died,
something.
Dropped dead of a heart attack.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a 5 minutes alone diet and the I'm broken diet.
My favorite member of Pantera is Atkins.
Yes. he was the best member. Atkins, Pantera.
Carb Low.
Carb Low was the bass player, man. He's like, I'm Carb Low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Fieldy's cousin.
Yeah.
Always played in.
Except skinnier.
Always played in G.
Yeah, he was skinnier.
He didn't want to play in A. He dropped down to G.
He did Ty Bo.
Deep G.
He did Ty Bo when he wasn't playing for Terra.
The problem with this event is that it just fucking takes forever to get going. And people are like,
well,
people are handed Adderall and weird stuff. Like, just it's just people
like
in bands.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, I'm already
Adderall,
hammered.
People,
hammered
beer,
just
people in bands
mushrooms.
Getting somewhere early. Like, that alone.
Yeah.
How many think it? How many?
25.
Let me rephrase this because I've had a lot to drink. How
a lot
much
of
illegal substances do you think are in this building right now?
Hello.
All
well,
of
the
them.
Building
all
alone is under federal indictment. So.
And I think that's where we wrap it up.
And that's it. Yeah, you can't. We have to end on a high. Thank you, George.
Literally.
Thank you,
on a high.
Yeah.
Y'all
have fun.
It's the house that Kratom built, Ridgely Theater, 19.
That was awesome.
Don't poop yourself.
Don't poop yourself. Good. How are you? Oh, shit. Right, first award of the night is Hard Rock. Yeah. It's insane. Hard Rock, we have All Clean, Dagger Club.
The
Dangits. The Dangits.
This is your category.
No, it's not. Duel. We just talked to those guys. One of them, two of them, one of them. We talked to those guys earlier, the Methinks. We know them.
Mountain.
Holy shit, I know those guys too!
Jesus Christ.
I know those guys!
Did you talk to those guys earlier?
No, we haven't talked to them. I know those guys! I know everybody in this category! This is the worst category. Because of their.
There's only one.
There's so much talent. Who's it gonna be?
The Panthe goes to.
Hard Rock. First
one.
Duel! Holy shit! Yes! Now, I want to say congratulations to the Duel Boys because they have been shut out the last few years, and it's been aggravating.
Now, Michael Doty, who was just on, he's in Duel?
Yes, Doty's in Duel.
Doty was just in here. They finally fucking won an award.
Maybe the podcast is good luck.
Maybe it is. Those boys,
Nick's,
I love those
Nick's
guys.
Up there accepting the award.
It's Nick alone. Where's Belvedere and Mike and Doty?
Doty's coming up there. There's Doty.
I haven't seen Scott.
I just wanted to say thank you to the big man.
You know what cracked me up earlier? Was
Oh, there's Belvedere. All three of them are up there.
Was Belvedere leaving our group chat so quickly?
It's going good.
Oh, I didn't see you were in there. That cracked me up too this morning.
Yeah.
All right, so Duel won Hard Rock.
Nice.
That's awesome. Metal's not next, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know the rundown.
I'm glad they're putting the names up there this year. Remember?
They didn't do it last year. No, we were guessing.
Yeah. Americana Roots Rock.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this is a big category with you, Jeff.
Next up, Americana Roots Rock.
I hate the first person on this list.
Let's hear it.
Are there going to be a bunch of boos for the first person on this list?
There should be.
Who is that presenting? I can't tell.
That's Paul Slavens from KXT.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee
I couldn't see who it was. I can't see through people. So yeah. I didn't know.
Okay.
Jacob Furr.
Love him.
Good buddy of yours, right?
We go way back. No, he's been on the show.
Joey Green.
Never heard of him.
No.
The Hamiltons.
The Hamiltons, I don't know anything about.
They've got a pool down in Austin.
Oh, yeah, the Hamilton pool. Keegan McEnroe's a buddy of yours.
Yeah, he has a worldwide audience.
He does? You think Keegan will take it because of the worldwide audience?
Oh, maybe.
Taylor Craig Mills.
Oh, I love Taylor Craig Mills.
Taylor Craig Mills is a good guy.
I would not mind one bit if he won. At
Jacob
all.
Robertson.
Jacob Robertson.
Yeah, I see his name a lot. I don't know a lot about him, but I see his
he's
name
little.
All the
way. He's a young
Brady
kid.
Brady Spencer in the work.
Brady Spencer in the work.
Hey, let's all grab together and smile real quick for a photo.
Ryan Tharp.
That was a photo we just took on the podcast. It makes no sense, but it will once you see the photo.
Ryan Tharp was the last one after Grady Spencer in the world.
So
the Panthe goes to. Oh, no, Vandaliers. We're on there.
Oh, there's Vandaliers. I just popped up.
Shit, I took it out. I had the list.
Oh, no.
Who is it? Do you want to know?
I hope it's Taylor Craig Mills.
Yeah, we want to know.
Vandaliers!
Of course.
Vandaliers.
The Vandaliers. I need to find Future.
Future King?
Future King. Did he bring the list?
I don't know. He might have.
You can jump on.
Hey.
Say hi real quick.
Yeah.
We have a...
Our next guest.
I thought you were offering me a beer, and you lured me on to...
Well, they're not free anymore, so I can't give you a free beer anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
Which
free.
Is always fun, though.
You just have to say, it's on Michael Newquist's tab.
Oh.
No, that's the secret.
That would be- hey, what's that other Newquist brother's name?
Lee.
He always forgets. Yeah.
Eric Griffey said all the beers are free.
All the beers are free. All drinks are free if you know the right combination.
If you're
of words.
Here listening to this live on your audio device,
yeah, come on in.
All beers go on Eric Griffey's tab.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Griffey, you said Mike Newquist.
Yeah, I don't actually.
I'm pushing them all on Eric's tab.
I don't have a tab.
Yeah.
Hey. How you feeling that?
I'm good. The only time I really have anxiety is at the very beginning.
When you're looking desperately for your presenter.
Right, yes.
Yeah, that I was like...
Also, I told the Kush the wrong time. I was like, just be back by 7. I was like, oh, shit, why did I say that? I think they're here, but I just got to find them.
Well, so far, so good.
Yeah, what do you think of the jazz band?
No, that was awesome. And
they were
so glad killer. They got to play as long as they did.
Yeah.
Because... Having an ensemble up there like that.
Well, you're not going to ask a bunch of octogenarians to lug their shit on stage for a 15-minute set.
Right.
So
yeah.
Just play.
No, that was awesome. It was totally cool.
Good.
We even got Rex freestyling over it.
No way.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to listen to.
Also freestyling over it.
Oh, Riker Hall did too.
Oh, man.
I went on the mic. And that's cool.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Actually, a true story, Michael Newquist had this idea. I think he was really drunk, but he wanted a few rappers to like collaborate with them. And this was weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And I just like,
and it happened.
No. It did happen because
kind
of you.
Sort of. Yeah,
right. Nice job.
We can have
podcast
it happen
of
for real.
Yeah. As long as they didn't know about it, it's cool.
Right,
no,
so.
I think half of them would have been really amenable and the other half. Oh, Squeezebox Bandits.
One
the
for
winner?
Best Texas music.
They're fantastic. They just came out with an album of covers last year, but they also are about to release an album of originals. So they're really like career guys, you know? They can do it all. They can play your bat mitzvah, and they can also rock out your club.
Nice. No, I like them. I like their sound. They got a cool sound.
Yeah, cool guys, too. Unfortunately, you know, we had them for the festival. They were playing the only outdoor venue right when it rained. So we had to move them in. But they still played, but it was kind of toned down. Yeah.
That's good they still got to play.
I guess they're not here.
Yeah, that's all right.
I could have sworn
they can
I saw
pick up their award later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll keep it at the office for you if you're listening.
Yeah.
Well, so far, it's a beautiful bandits night. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, yeah,
for
thank
all you.
I'm going to go find
all
the
work you do.
Okay, good.
Thanks for having me on.
Because we need Tony Green. Okay, so man, this is Best Live Band.
Best Live Band, which is
hi,
what?
Hi, Tony Green.
Hey,
looky here. So we have Tony Green on the mic.
Fabulous Tony Green.
Woo, Convoy and the Cattlemen.
Gary Jonestown Massacre. I remember you guys. Yes.
Cutthroat Pinches.
We were like face down in a gutter. That's how you remember us.
Y'all were face down in a gutter. You guys got trashed.
It was something like that, you know. Something like that. I won't go too much into it, but yes, I mean, there was a gutter, there was a face down moment.
Nice.
So, Tony, it's live band. Do you have anybody in this running?
Okay, so holy you know
molly.
I'm back here. Okay, I'm giving predictions tonight. I am going to go. You know what? Okay. You know what's going to happen? Do well. I would like the upset to be Cutthroat Finches.
I think Cutthroat was on my running for this category.
Is this a betting category?
I don't know.
I need to find the future king to find out because I didn't bring my piece of paper.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is
are you
exciting.
Nervous?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Son of oh, wow. Yeah.
I called it. Right. I just called it.
Look at the lighting. Oh, wow. Oh,
it's amazing.
Well, so we're two for two for having a guest on.
And they're winning award. We
right
are.
Afterwards, right.
So, Tony, are you up for any awards tonight? Because if you're on, you win an award. That's the way it's worked so far.
I think that I get an award because I am presenting in just a few moments.
Oh, are you? Oh, nice. Right. Nice. Very good.
So I think I better get one. I would hope so.
Best
know
presenter.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know what categories you're presenting?
Oh, my gosh. I know that I end at Video of the Year.
Oh, so Susie goes on right after
you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Video of the Year is the category I'm most excited
I'm
for.
I'm very
because
excited about it, too.
Because Dustin has four.
No. That's not why. Because that's the category I've been wanting to be in the awards for like 3 years now, and finally it's fucking in here.
Video.
And I'm excited about it.
They've got good videos this year, too.
I don't care who
really
wins. The video category is stacked. There is so much talent. I don't care who wins. I'm just glad that it's finally recognized. That's my big
rant. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to say a bit. This is the first
he went
year
because of Kratom.
First year in the ceremony.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, it needs to. I want more awards. Can they make
he
more?
He just gave shouts out to Kratom.
Well, that will make sense. Son of Stan won an award.
Kratom.
Holy shit.
Oh.
It's heavy metal already.
Uh-oh. Heavy metal.
Matt.
Heavy metal.
Hey, Matt's here.
It's heavy metal.
All right.
Oh, this is your category. Are you ready, Matt?
I'm alone.
Are you ready?
You're not really alone.
Oh, come on.
No, none of my band
is
here.
Is this
if
important category to you?
Oh, really?
I don't know if we're going to win.
Oh, my gosh.
If you win.
You don't have a band. Okay.
See,
that's a good band. CI is amazing.
They were on our show.
They were good.
They were on the show.
Frozen Soul.
Were they on the show?
That's a Frozen Soul. Were they
on the show?
See, I was on Funky Town Podcast.
Iron Jaw's my neighbor. He's here running around. I saw him earlier.
Life of Scars.
Why does everything have to be so metal?
Because it's metal. Because
it's heavy metal.
It is.
And they're very metal names.
They are. And then you have the Spectacle. Other Oddities is my ex-guitarist, Rocky, his band. He's running around here.
Ox Combine.
Ox them on our show. They're kind of badass.
That's
a lot of people like
them.
I didn't know if I would have called them heavy metal.
The Spectacle.
Okay, y'all have to predict here.
Stone Machine Electric's amazing.
The one I'm hoping wins is the Spectacle.
We're all rooting for the Spectacle.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen.
And the winner is
Stone Machine Electric.
You think?
Maybe. Let's see. The winner
so
is
quiet.
The Spectacle.
Oh, my God.
Holy
oh,
fuck.
My God.
That's the
oh,
God.
My God.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
High five.
The Spectacle.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The
That's awesome.
He had no clue.
Oh,
no,
my God.
The
winner
so
just left the air. That was so fabulous.
That was
that
so
was so
great.
Good.
Yes. He's the only one here?
Yeah, he's the only one here.
Oh, no.
Dude, that is so rad.
That is
rad. Oh, my God. He has just won the spectacle.
So where does Stubbs go?
I know.
Stubbs
see?
Is in the spectacle.
I know, but where did he go?
He just went down in value.
What did he say?
He said, I think these just went down in value.
The rest of my band here?
I think,
oh my
I think
God.
Dustin's it. He just asked if any of the rest of his parents are.
Everyone that voted, thank you to the fourth. We played for these awards. everybody that digs us and likes us, we got some new stuff coming out. New album in August, so we appreciate it. Thank you!
Yes! He did not think in a million years that his band would win.
That is so crazy.
That is so rad.
That was a good moment. I wish it was, I hope it reads well over, sound, over podcast.
I wish we could have seen his, show his face, because he was so shocked.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so good.
This is.
That was so funny.
That was great.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Great moment.
Yes. And we got to share it together, y'all.
We did.
It
was awesome.
That's the best.
Great little podcast.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Look at his cute little feet.
That was so fabulous. Oh, what does it look like?
The table's got our first panty.
Okay,
yes, the table has the first panty. Are
brought
you
to us live. Oh my God.
So joining us now
is
Dustin
award
from the Spectacle.
Okay, straight off of the stage, award winner.
Bass player for the Spectacle. Dustin Snyder.
Bass player.
Did this really happen?
That just happened.
That was great.
That
holy
was
crap.
So awesome.
I know. Can you believe? And you just wore a white t-shirt.
I did. I'm opposite of metal tonight.
You had no speech ready or anything.
No, I had nothing. I was like, there's no way because the category was so good. I had no clue. Holy crap.
Wow.
I was
category
like, what
was
the
so
fuck?
Good that you won.
Best.
Oh my gosh. That's
that was crazy.
That was
payoff.
Like, payoff. That was payoff.
Russian bots.
Our investment in Russian bots. I told Matt I was going to take him up there. Where were you, Matt?
Matt says possible collusion.
I should have taken Tony up there with
so
me.
So Summer Dean took country and western.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Ah, Summer Dean won country. I'm sorry.
Ray Liberio is wearing a Summer Dean t-shirt tonight.
I'm crazy. Hey, hold on a second.
Matt.
All right, I think Dustin needs a break.
Dustin needs
his heart's pounding. He's all nervous and anxious and excited.
I wish I would have brought my diva fan. I'm so sorry.
No, right. Yeah, he's calmed down. Take a moment to himself. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, like I said, Russian collusion and payoffs.
We were sitting here, and I was like, he's like, we're not going to win. He's all Stone Machine Electric. And they're all, he's like, what?
Oh, there's Summer Dean. She's just entered the building. That is so wonderful. She's got her little hat on, everything.
Summer Dean?
Summer Dean is here. Yes.
What is Summer Dean wearing? What is she wearing?
She's wearing a denim country life look.
Okay, we can get with that.
Summer Dean!
Again, the Summer Dean, the best country and western.
The thing that sucks is Dustin didn't thank God.
I think that it was also terrible that they said C and W.
I think that was country and western.
Fact that he didn't say thank you to God
or
means
Satan.
It or Satan
so cool. Okay.
Means that it's invalid.
I love the word, and that's no secret.
That was
all
crazy.
I'm gonna say is in the words of Ernest.
What is this right here?
Thanks.
What is that? You have two things.
No, this is mine. I thought that was yours.
No,
that's Susie's.
Oh,
and this is mine.
Oh, okay. Are you needing a drink?
Oh, that's
Tony. You need a drink?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a drink.
Okay, we'll allow it.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a drink.
You're right, doing great.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Summer Dean.
Tony Green has left the building. Tony Green has left the building. Actually, no, he just went to get a drink.
Yeah, so it's exciting stuff. And nobody from the Spectacle is here except for Dustin.
Because they're all assholes.
James was here last year.
Yeah.
I think maybe Peter, maybe.
Yeah. He didn't know that they were going to cheat for them this year. So.
Black and carrot. All right, so next one is Avant-Garde with Black or Carrot.
What was that, Mr. Bungle? Are they nominated?
No, they're not local.
Oh, okay.
They're from San Francisco.
Okay.
Candlelight Service.
What about Phantomos?
Garage Barrage.
There you go, Phantomos.
Phantomos.
Garage Barrage. I'm sorry.
State of also from San Francisco.
Right, 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 right. They're not from Fort Worth?
No. Mind Spiders, they're from Fort Worth.
There we go.
So why did Susie ditch out on us, too?
Oh, Deltron.
Who? Oh, Deltron.
Pinkish Black.
Pinkish Black.
Avant-garde?
Okay. I would take that over heavy metal.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Stim afternoon. Feel you.
Like something you can't really classify.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Tame
and quiet. And quiet.
The guy from KXT, I like him. I like the way he's presenting the awards. No titles. Yeah, I saw Jeremy earlier.
And Wire Nest.
Oh, Wire Nest. All right. Any guesses on the winner? You think Garage Barrage is in it?
They got
be
it.
So cool.
It's got to be Garage Barrage.
I want them to win a Panther. Garage Barrage.
It's Stroll.
Garage Barrage.
Steadfast.
Garage Barrage. Oh my God! Yes. Hell yeah! That is fucking
yes,
greatness.
Yes, Garage Barrage.
Fuck yeah! That is so awesome.
Let's see if they're out of breath like I was.
This is a good night.
That's a long trip. I'd be out of breath too. Well, guys, it's been fun. I'm going to finish my beer.
All right, but you're the only one with headphones on, except for me.
Oh, sorry.
So you can't leave me until one of these two or somebody else puts on some headphones and is making sure they're going to join us.
I'm going to go hit my vape.
Let's see if we hear the speech.
Fair. Okay, three people are wives. Thank you. Chris Clark, may he rest his soul in Georgia. He's not dead. He just moved away. And Funky Town Podcast, Jeffrey Lord. Yes. Everybody, thank you so much for looking online and figuring out how to help me out.
Shameless plug.
That's cool. I got a shout out.
You did
That's
get a
amazing.
Shout out.
Yes, you got a shout out.
I got a shout out at the weekly awards. Dustin didn't give me a shout
Susie's
out.
Susie's giving me a
award.
Shout out.
I
right?
didn't know what the fuck to do. I'm going to be honest. I have no clue.
Susie's giving me a shout out. So. She already told me.
Dude, I'm so happy for those guys. That's so cool.
I really like them.
I like them
Garage
a lot,
Barrage. I'm going to start a cover band of Garage Barrage, and we're going to be called Barrage Garage.
Barrage Garage.
Garage Barrage.
The first time,
Wait,
I kept wanting to
Barrage
call
them, Garage.
I kept wanting to call them Garbage Barrage.
Yeah, for sure.
Garbage Barrage.
Because they smell like garbage.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I just had never heard that put together before, Garage Barrage. It's actually like a Metallica thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, I guess. Garage Inc. No, is what they're trying to do?
Didn't they do like a little Garage Barrage tour?
Oh, did they? Is that where they got the name from?
I think kind of. Oh, hey.
The things you learn on podcasts.
The
things you learn on podcasts.
Is he the Electric King?
The Future King.
Future King.
As King, I have. Ooh, wow.
The Future King is back.
I approve of all the winners.
Yeah, so you like the Garage Barrage got that shit? That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then Dustin.
That is, yes. Is that
a cool
is
one?
Really rad.
We're sitting back here and he's like, there's no way that we won. My band's not even here. You know, and he's like, "So Machine Electric's gonna win." I said, "They're like the Spectre." He's like, "What the
dude?" Yeah, that was rad.
That was awesome.
I gave the thumbs up, the royal thumbs up.
What's that?
Zach, do you have the list on you of what's going on? Time will tell.
No, you don't have the list for the what we bet.
I forgot.
The bet list.
I do have the bet list.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
He didn't understand your question.
Where'd Who brought this in here?
Not me.
Dustin, is this yours?
Would you like one?
Sure, I'll take one.
Man, I wish I'd known that. That's what I've been drinking all night long. I'm paying $6 a glass for these.
I'll have a celebration shot.
I don't need one now.
I didn't know we were doing this.
Can I have one?
Hey, I'm from Denton. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm going to do a shot. I'll be right back with you guys.
Electronic.
On the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast
show. And Funky Town podcast.
This
the Funky
antique.
Town podcast show.
It has
sorry.
It's a simulcast podcast.
It's a simulcast. It's the Jeffrey George Jonestown podcast.
Jeffrey George Jonestown. That's
go.
Awesome.
That's what we're doing here. Massacre
you
podcast.
Loving her,
there we go. See? Hold on 1 second.
Okay, the winner for electronic. The winner for electronic is.
Title.
Ooh, titles.
Ooh. They won last
Jeremy.
Year, didn't they?
I don't know. Good for Jeremy.
I forget.
Are you going to do a shot with me?
Oh, Stern. I wish I had a chaser.
You can chase it with her drink.
I don't want to chase it with someone else's drink.
Why? Plus, I do it all the time.
I'm pretty sure that her drink has alcohol in it, too.
Yeah, just do it.
Okay.
We're good. We're going to do a shot for being from Fort Worth.
That's not even a shot. That's like a little bottle.
No, it's a shot. I think it's
just
a shot.
That's way more than a shot.
No way, dude.
This is like a lot.
We should probably talk about illegal things that we're doing to TABC. Ignore this part of the show.
All right, so I'm here alone.
Cheers.
Why Zach and Stubbs does illegal things. Illegal things by illegal... I don't know, man. I don't know. That's cool.
I don't think it's illegal. I like
titles. Title's also friend of the show. They haven't been on in a while. We should have them on again. Pop category. Pop.
Actually, I know it's illegal, but I think it's just a shot. So it's not like we're breaking the law by like 7 shots.
Don't put that away somewhere else.
Oh,
I gotta go.
Okay, well, here. Go throw this in the trash.
All right, now this is the Funky Town Podcast. Debbie! Ooh, Debbie.
Hansley, Big Heaven, and Debbie so far up for the pop.
Yeah.
So you having a good time, Zach?
I am having a good time.
Ooh, Garage Barrage is up for pop as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, can they win too?
I'm sure they can.
Steve Nash and the
Source. I won't tell. Even though I'm king of the future, I'm not going to tell.
Ansley's got to have this one, right? Golay. Ah, Golay. These are all big hitters.
Hightower. Manana Cowboy.
Manana Cowboy.
Ooh, I love Manana Cowboy.
Meech Pango.
Meech Pango.
Meech Pango.
Get Meech or go Meech yourself.
Prism. Wish we could get a hold of a Panda and Will.
Spinny Baby. I'll get him.
Spinny Baby.
Yeah, Spinny Baby's going to win.
Because we have a couple of headphones here. And oh, that's okay. We're good.
And the winner is...
The winner for Pop is going to be Ansley. You think it's going to be Ansley? I think it'll be Ansley. I'm hearing a lot of comment alone.
You loved it before. It's Garage Barrage.
Garage Barrage won again.
Oh my
Garage
God.
Barrage won
Garage
again.
Garage Barrage won again.
Oh, here's the Garage Barrage.
Dude.
Whoa, this is a big night for them. This is awesome.
Yeah, they won 2 awards.
Garage Barrage won Pop and Avant Garde.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
We love Garage Barrage.
Yeah, holy cow. They are so great. I knew they'd win because I'm from the future, but it's just so it's so exciting to see it in real time.
Well,
he's the future king.
Them. I mean, they fucking work hard, so.
No, they're awesome, man. They're so fucking great. This is so cool.
This one goes to a real
That's amazing. They beat Debbie and Ansley.
I know.
That's amazing.
What a mountain to climb.
That is amazing. Katie called your phone.
Did they win again? Garage Barrage won again.
Garage Barrage won Best Pop. How do you feel about that, Susie?
I'm stoked. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, I'm glad we discovered them. Are Garage Barrage the next Dead Vinyl?
Maybe
oh,
so.
Oh, boy.
They're going to win every award tonight. Oh, that's so cool.
About that.
Yeah, so what do y'all think about the awards so far today?
It's good. It's a good drunken time.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah, right on, Will. I'm enjoying it.
I'm just
here
to cheers everyone.
By the way, we've got Will and Panda.
From Fantamello.
Happy to be here. It's a good time.
Y'all got some awards coming up. You got some nominations coming up.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see about those awards.
Yeah, I don't know the future. I'm not the future king.
Here's the punk category where Rebecca and the Mean Motor Scooters might win.
Oh. Better Now. They're really good.
Yeah, Better Now is a good band.
Dude, they're my fave. Fort Worth band. Oh,
LOL.
Really, yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Dead Words.
Bulls, Dead Words.
I haven't seen any of the Dead Words, guys.
The Fibs.
There's Matthew clapping.
It's weird to have the Fibs in a punk category, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's weird to have Mean Motor Scooters in a punk category.
Yeah.
All right, Riker Hall.
All right, we have Riker Hall.
He's going to drop more.
Coming on the mic. What's your beef, Riker?
I won't rap this time. No raps.
I'll do it.
For Shizzle.
Oh,
the crowd went wild for Mean Motor Scooters.
I'm rooting.
What you know?
Sorry.
Shit. No, what's up, guys? For real.
My name is Zach, and I've always got your back.
Zach got my. What's happening back here in the back of the Rizlia Theater? What's popping?
Oh, you know,
we've been celebrating the dominance of Garage Barrage.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
It's wild.
It's lit, dude.
Yeah, I can't believe they've won 2 awards. Garage Barrage. They got Best Avant Garde.
They're
best
pretty
pop.
Badass.
Dude, they're awesome.
They're killing it.
Yeah.
They truly are.
Oh, Me Motor Scooter.
Fuck yeah. I love that band.
Yeah.
Go Me Motor Scooter for whatever the fuck just happened.
Rebecca. I got to go up there.
Why do you got to go up there?
Yeah, I got to go up there and give Rebecca a hug.
The king must dip out the
All right, well, Zach's out.
So what are we talking about? What's up?
We're just talking about the awards. What's going on in front of us?
Sweet, man.
So far, we got... Now, the best punk is Me Motor Scooter.
Hell yeah. Me Motor Scooter is a great band.
They are a great band.
They go hard.
Really nice people. Great songs. They're pretty.
Really nice people and really mean song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, man. I love all those songs, man.
It's pretty punk rock.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's been a really fun night. Like, I've liked all the winners, you know?
Absolutely.
Everybody's having super, you know, tons of fun. And
yeah, it's a good time.
It's just nice to see everybody have a gin and tonic or five.
Yeah,
right. Or seven. Smoking blunts in the back parking lot.
Lots of drinking, lots of
smoking. I never did that, but allegedly smoking blunts in the back parking lot.
I'm sure it happens.
I'm not high, you're high, asshole.
Man, what a night, though.
Panda from Fantamello just got crap dusted by someone's fart.
Oh, no.
She just informed me.
Rude.
That's fucked up.
Panda got crop dusted.
Fuck that person.
Someone's fart.
It wasn't Matt. Matt didn't crop dust you, did he?
Abraham Alexander.
What? Did Matt crop dust you?
Yeah, it was definitely Matt Mabe.
Oh, Matt Mabe.
Matt Mabe, that crop dusted motherfucker.
I know that flavor from anywhere.
Oh, shit.
That drummer ass. You can taste that from a mile away.
He was drumming up a storm.
So currently we're on Blues and Soul.
Blues and Soul.
In the winter.
Hey!
I saw Abraham Alexander's name. I didn't see anybody else's.
I saw Kelvin Thomas. He's the homie from Dallas. He's badass.
Oh, my gosh.
Chad Stevens. All right.
Nice. See, I don't know a lot about the blues category.
Who's Chad Stevens?
I don't know. I thought maybe you did.
I don't want to be an asshole, but who the fuck is Chad Stevens?
I thought you were going to educate us a little bit, right?
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Word.
I know Abraham Alexander.
I know Kelvin Thomas and Abraham Alexander.
So, yeah, that's about all the knowledge we have here.
Same.
One more big thank you to Paul Slavens.
I love Paul Slavens.
He does that show on KXT, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome. I listen to that. He's cool. I love that he just plays what people send him, and, like, he's awesome eclectic taste.
Absolutely.
Dude, I thought last year was great, but I think this year is already, like, way better.
I think so. I think, well...
Just the production and stuff. I mean, I like that our friends are winning and all that stuff, but, I mean...
If I'm going to poke fun, like I normally do, at a band that allows me to poke fun at them... It's not the Dead Vinyl award show like last year was.
That came late, though. It's not. We're not over yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn, you really brought that up, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, but they allow me to make fun of that because that's just my running.
It was so funny.
Did the bots tell you that was okay?
Everybody told me that was okay.
Word.
Like 2 weeks ago, Matt Thomas was on your show doing the awards thing.
Yes,
he's all like, "Oh, there's Parker Anderson. He's still waiting. He's still accepting awards."
I love those
Dead
guys.
Vinyl.
Not to be confused.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're great. And they put on a badass record. I mean, and they worked their ass off for
it's
it.
Fucking
so it was
great, dude.
Totally.
I played shows with Hayden. I did his residency at Twilight. Like, those guys are a great time. They're fucking talented musicians.
Absolutely.
They write good songs. They jam their asses off and work hard.
They go hard.
Fuck yeah, Dead Vinyl. So, fuck you if you think otherwise.
Fantamello.
You,
Mr. Will,
are up for best video.
That's
and
true.
Best EP. And
bassist, vocalist, guitarist.
Oh gosh,
drummer.
Here we go.
Fantamello already won prettiest band of the year though, because all of them are really goddamn attractive.
They are. That is
really, like, they could quit playing music and be a model for Abercrombie or something. Uh-huh. If
there was a video for the hottest band of the year, you guys would win.
They would.
Oh,
for
well,
sure.
Thank you. Tana really tries super hard.
Don't underestimate yourself, Will. You're pretty hot, too.
Wait, Panda's in that band?
No, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Panda's in that band, yeah.
I'm joking.
She's like, what?
You guys quit playing music tomorrow and be, like, the hottest band, like, on the cover of magazines and shit.
Like Teen Beat, Tiger Beat.
I was so offended when they said Me Motor Scooter was the best-looking band. I was like, well, they haven't seen us yet.
Wow. Nobody's hotter than Fantamello. That's true.
That's true.
It is.
I'll stand behind that.
We're a bunch of short motherfuckers. I'll say that.
Though. Yeah, we're short.
You're short, but you're goddamn beautiful, so it works out.
But you know, the motor scooter, they're not that hot. Look at them.
But you know that's better for magazine spreads,
right?
There's
Rebecca and Joe. They both look kind of goofy.
Yeah, they both look goofy.
They're about to go smoke a blunt.
Here's our champions here.
We hugging here. Garage Barrage, 2 awards.
Hey. Yeah, that second one's bullshit, but...
Hey, Garage Barrage, you're fucking awesome.
Thank you.
So yeah. Now you have 2 door stops, one for the door that leads into the studio and one for the door on the other side of the studio.
We need them both for the garage, honestly.
Yeah, to keep, you know... Yeah, there you go.
To keep the music out.
Thanks,
congratulations,
man.
Sir. Look at you.
You too, man.
Look at you. Bam. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I've had fun this year. Will.
Yeah, Will's out.
I'm still here, I guess.
Riker's here. I like the way you're holding your headphones.
Thanks. I don't want to take off my hat.
I don't blame you.
Me and Jeff are going to have the same haircut very soon.
But your hat is very epic.
Thanks. Josh Fleming from the Vandaliers gave it to me.
Oh, that's one of Josh's hats?
It's the hat that's
fucking awesome.
It's one of his hats, yeah.
That's even better.
He told me I needed a hat, and he's like, take this fucking hat. And I was like... All right, Josh, thank you. You're my friend.
We know
love you.
I think I need a short-brimmed hat like that.
I think so, too, because it takes a certain type of person to pull it off. I think you could pull it off. I can't pull it off. I tried some on, and I don't look right in them.
Dude,
I'd be okay
put it on. Try it. See if it works.
It doesn't work.
I think I'll try it.
All right, look.
Try it.
Look.
You look good in that Stetson, bro.
It doesn't work for me,
No, you could,
like,
you could rock
he almost,
that.
He almost looks like a West Texas cop.
No, you.
You
look cool.
Yeah, I don't. Hold on, let me line you up right. There you are. You lined up.
I think it's cool though.
I don't. I tried some on at the. Who are the guys that make the hats that I love? The one I bought you.
Stetson.
No, I didn't buy you Stetson.
I don't remember the name.
I can't. Gorin Brothers. I tried a bunch of their short brand Gorin Brothers on. They didn't fit me right.
Oh, well, this one looked good on you, so you could totally rock a Stetson if you want to.
I'll try to then.
Yeehaw.
I do need a Stetson. Joining us on the other mic now.
Oh, hello.
From the band Garage Barrage.
No, that's not it.
Oh, wait. From the band The Kush.
No, that's not it either.
From the band Mean Motor Scooter.
Wow, no.
No?
No.
What band are you in? Fuck.
Josh and the Jet Noise, man.
This is the Josh.
Oh, what's up, Josh and the Jet Noise?
Hey, how's it going?
The proper noun in that name.
Riker, good to meet you, bro.
Hey, Riker, how you doing, man?
Fist bump.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Riker's holding the headphones up like he's a...
He looks
I'm about to make some hot motherfucking records, bro.
Yeah.
Wicked word!
You look like you're at We Are the World right now.
We are the children, bro.
Yeah, we are.
Either that or he's about to drop a massive beat at some EDM rave.
I'm about to spit some fire on these people, dude.
That's probably more appropriate.
You know?
Yeah, so, I mean,
Josh?
Yes?
Have you guys been... thrown up on the board yet?
No, not yet.
So y'all's categories aren't up yet?
No, not yet.
I think the next book is you guys.
Okay.
The next set after the Kush
Club. So far, man, people that have come on the show have actually ended up winning awards.
Oh, good. Well,
I mean, like, and I mean on the show all the time. I mean, like, they come on and then like a few minutes later they go up there and win an award.
Oh, man.
So
like, that's good. That's good, Juju.
I mean, like, Selena Stan.
Don't let that streak in.
They were just on before they won the award.
I come expecting nothing. But congratulations.
Yeah, I don't expect shit. I'm here to drink beer and hang out with my friends.
And yours haven't come up yet.
No, I'm like AP of the year, some kind of Americana something or another, and male vocalist of the year.
Nice.
So we already did our Americana, right? But,
yeah, we did that already.
Oh, I don't know who.
Americana Roots Rock?
I don't know if that was it or not.
You weren't in that one.
I wasn't in that one. There was some kind of other thing. I don't know. But anyway... Everybody that's in there is way fucking awesome, and I'm just here to hang out and say what's up to the homies.
Well, that's good. We appreciate that.
For sure.
Yeah, the Americana one went to Vandaliers.
Oh,
yeah.
The Vandaliers, that's right.
Of course.
So, Josh, did you come with a speech prepared?
No.
Nothing?
You could tell that Dustin had no speech prepared.
He was so shocked
whenever
Congrats, by the way. Totally shocked.
Yeah, man. By
that.
Good
look over there. We got a panty at the table
that's
already.
So awesome. Here's
what looking good, dude.
Like. That's awesome.
I had no clue. Dude, we're in a category with a bunch of badasses, and I really thought, okay, our name's up there. We were up there last year, too. And I won't. I think we were, last year we were hard rock and metal, and that hard rock category is the most stacked category out of any of them.
Sure. Yeah, for
there's
sure.
So many heavyweights in there, so I wasn't expecting to win metal this year at all.
Oh,
but
well,
freaking amazing.
We're in Best New Artist with Bruce Magnus, our buddies.
Yep.
So we're kind of like, one of us win.
I would like one of you two to win. That'd be cool. I'd be happy if either one of y'all
yeah.
win.
That's the beauty of this whole thing, though, is like being everybody that's nominated for whatever is like in there with somebody that they're friends with or whatever. And like, we don't, it's like whoever wins, it's cool. Like, everybody's cheering for everybody because we're all fans of everybody.
For sure.
That's my favorite thing about the Fort Worth Weekly Awards,
I do hope Matt Thomas wins tonight for best bass. Oh, man.
I'm going to video that.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, because he might blow his top.
It'll blow his top. But, yeah, I think
We're up for an EP, but I don't think
that EP is stacked.
Yeah,
that's
that EP. I'm in the EP too. It's two stacked, bro.
Yeah, it's two stacked.
Son of Stan's in there, man.
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
Like,
no way.
Like, what?
And then I'm up for a vocalist too.
Same.
So, yeah.
Look at this,
dude.
Right here.
So we'll see.
There's too many cool people in there.
I totally agree.
Like, I'm a fan of everybody in the category.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't care who wins.
Congratulations to the spectacle.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey,
me
guys.
Too.
This is my old guitarist from the band Ex Mobius.
Ah, nice.
We started things way back.
Saw it, dude.
Way back.
He's in the band Other Oddities now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going against these guys. So these guys pull it off.
I don't know if we pulled it. I don't know what we pulled off. Honestly, I was not ready for that. Because, honestly, all my money was on Stone Machine Electric because those guys are badass. So.
It was crazy because we didn't even know that we were nominated. We go, oh, shit, what the fuck? Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Well, you made the nominations this year. There's always next year.
Next year be badass.
But we're releasing a record next year, so...
Uh-oh.
We're working on our EP. We're going to release a single maybe probably at the end of the month, probably.
Well, it's going to be... The fight is actually going to be on. I can talk smack now.
We're going. Dustin's getting lots of congratulations for
his
spectacle award.
We were sitting up there behind Mean Motor Scooter when they called the spectacle. We were just looking at each other going, oh, man, yes, that's awesome.
It's a fun part of the podcast. Because we're sitting here and we're guessing, and me and Caesar are like going, spectacle. Dustin's like Stone Machine Electric. They said... Like, yep. Me and Susie and Tony Green was like, "Come on, this shit." This is like, "Holy shit!"
Hey guys, real quick, I'm telling Dodie here. Hey. Supposedly, when you come on,
it's Dodie.
When you come on the show, like 10 seconds later, you win an award.
That's how it works.
And you won too.
Oh yeah, I would say I'm 2 for 2, but I was also nominated in 2 categories last time, so I'm really 2 for 3.
So,
but I'll take it.
Good lord, that's loud.
It is loud.
Who Which award are you more proud of, Son of Stan or Duel? If one is your child,
he's
drowning.
Just shaking his head. It's
if both
choice.
Of your children, they're drowning.
It's
which Dodie's would you
choice.
Say?
Both of them. It's Dodie's choice. A real Dodie's choice.
Dodie. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they will have to turn this off until they're done.
All right, so the Kush is playing. We're going to take a break. Josh, you're up next.
Okay.
In the running.
I hope.
You have EP?
I'm somewhere in there, like, for 3 categories.
Well, good luck to both of you.
Download my album on Tinder.
Good luck to both y'all.
Hey, I just want to thank both of you for all you guys do for us in the local scene.
Thank you guys.
Thank you
Stop
so much.
Embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, man. Come on.
You're making me turn red.
You guys are blushing.
You've already won tonight.
All right, so that's going to wrap up part one over here at the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. What you're going to want to do is hop over to the Funky Town podcast, and you'll hear part two, the rest of the ceremony of the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards. Real quick, I just want to say thank you again for everyone that voted for the spectacle, and thank the Fort Worth Weekly for having this award ceremony every year. Thank Eric Griffey and his crew for the headache, the nightmare that it is putting it together. But every year we enjoy it. We have a blast going out there having fun. I think the entire Fort Worth music community loves it. It's a blast. Like everyone says,
local music Christmas in July or June or July, just depending on when you want to put it in there. All right, so we're out of here. Dustin from the Jerry Jones Hunt Massacre signing off. Go over to the Funky Town podcast. Listen to the rest of this. It was a fun night, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Later.
You are